Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. It is the last channeling of the weekend. And we want to describe to you something that many are feeling. And it has to do with several aspects of multidimensionality that are showing themselves in certain consciousnesses and those who are beginning to be aware of change. The first thing I want to say to you is that if you are feeling this kind of thing within that which you believe is that spiritual part of you, it is not something to fear. It is an enhancement that is coming for your awareness. Not all are aware or feeling, but you will, especially if you're open to it. Some say it's a different feeling of reality. Some also say that it is most apparent because time seems to be changing somehow. Yes, the clock goes the same speed, but the perception does not. There are those who feel that things are speeding up. Now, that's a perception, and it doesn't appear necessarily in the clock. So how can you justify those two things, first of all? Well, what if time itself was a human paradigm that was dimensional? And what I mean by that, perhaps time is not a consistent mechanical thing, like your clock would say. Now, the clock, well, that was built around your perception and also in the reality of the fourth dimension. That's why the clock works at all. But if you are perceiving it differently, it means that time is actually working differently for you, regardless of the clock. It's speeding up. Now, is it really speeding up? Or is it you who are speeding up and the perception of time comes with it? And what I've just given you is a reality shift. Some are feeling it. They will look at their lives, they'll look at what's happened in the last bit of time, you say, and they'll say, this has gone faster than it ever has before. Now, there will be some who say, well, that's just because older humans perceive time speeding up. But young people are feeling it as well. They're actually feeling it to a point that they feel that they have to do something. They have to do something faster, perhaps. Or they're running out of time, perhaps. That's the perception. So what really is going on? Is time changing? The next thing I want to tell you is that time is relative. That means it does constantly change as your dimensionality changes. And if you are in a full interdimensional state, instead of where you are now in a few dimensions, time would simply not exist. Now, this is something I don't expect you to fully comprehend, because you need time. You need time to work the puzzle of your own earth and your cultures and your reality. But truly, I must tell you that if you were in a multidimensional state, there's no time. What do you know of that is in a full multidimensional state? If that was a question on a page for you, old soul, what would you say? And many would say, well, that has to be the state in which God exists. And you'd be right. There is no time for the Creator. Time is a construct for you, for the galaxy, perhaps, for the universe, perhaps. But there is no time. Now, when there is no time at all, that means there is no such thing as a past or future. That means everything happens now. That is also a premise that some are feeling at some level. Not that time has sped up, but that it's actually shrinking at the same time to one point in space. Now, all of this physics talk is unimportant. What I want to tell you is that you, as a human being on this planet, are starting to change dimensions. The four that you are used to remain, and the rest of them start to lay on you all together, not number five or six or seven, but all together in a way that you can use, but you're feeling it. Now, within that, something else is happening, because these things go together. The thing that's happening that some of you are aware of is a perception that has a language that you have developed called the veil. What is the veil to you? And there would be those who would define it and say that is the barrier that separates humanism from that which is the spiritualism, the angels, the guides, the creator, and all things that are etheric in the universe. It's a barrier that separates them from the three-dimensional human being. That's a good definition, and that's fairly accurate. So what if that veil starts to get thinner? Or some may say, starts to lift. If you think of it as a curtain coming down and going up, or you think of it as a barrier that has thickness and thinness. Some are saying this, that is starting to get thinner, it's starting to lift slightly. Now, what would be the result of that? And you would say, well, that would mean that there's a less of a barrier between the things that are super etheric and that which are 3D. That is also correct. But what does it mean to you? What is it the normal human being or light worker would experience with a thinning veil? And the answer to that tells you a lot about who you are. With the same thinning veil, there'll be humans who are now frightened. With the same thinning veil, there'll be humans who say, it's about time. With the same thinning veil, there'll be the light workers who say, this is what I was wanting all along. Now I have communication, or at least I have potential communication. Dear Spirit, show me how. So a thinning veil can work many ways for many consciousnesses on the planet. There are those who are in fear, even in this room, of a thinning veil, because you don't understand it. You think it's simply more of the unknown conspiracies that are happening on the planet that you don't understand, because that's what they felt like. You're in the dark, and so you're going to be more in the dark, and that's not what's happening. It's confusing to many, this thinning veil. So let's set it straight. You came for this. You've expected this. I want you to relax in the love of Spirit, knowing this is all for you. Communication often happens in the human being through that which is the pineal gland. Now, this is well known in many cultures, that this is the window to your spirit, they say. That third eye connection, they say, the pineal. And that the energy of a lifting veil will first show itself in the brain as awareness for some new things that are out there. It's not entirely so, but that is one of the mechanics that is truly there. But let me set the record straight. If you didn't have a pineal, setting this record straight, if you didn't have a pineal, you'd still receive that which is happening on the planet. So it happens more and more with the human being receiving things they didn't expect to. Where are you receiving it? You probably guessed it. Where are the biggest spiritual antennas in your body? Here's a clue. It's not an organ. There are trillions of them. The antennas are in your DNA. And the antennas are awakening for reception in the 24th chromosome pair. As they awaken, you might say, they're cranking up the antennas and starting to receive information through a thinning veil. This is information that I'm giving you now, so you'll have a metaphor of what might be happening within your life that changes how you look at reality. Or for some, even in this room, who are looking at it askance and saying, I'm fearing this because it's different. It's not the way I perceived it before, therefore somebody is interfering with it. Do you see the bias you have? You have been told that there is something out there that's going to keep you in the dark, instead of the fact that you are starting to awaken with more light. If you are afraid of any of these things, I say to you, why don't you sit for a moment and say, Spirit, show me the love in this, and feel the result. There's no dark thing out there that is after you or after this planet, dear ones. There's only the old energy that you yourself have been part of in the ages that have been created that sits on the earth right now. That's what you're fighting. You're not fighting anything else but the way things used to be. And that darkness is easily confronted and solved with light. Now, this is a metaphor. High consciousness, high vibrative thinking is light. And it literally quenches the old energy in the dark. Doesn't have a chance. This is what is beginning to happen on the planet. But in all of this, the tool that is most beneficial to you at the moment is this antenna set that is starting to raise within your own DNA. There have been a lot of questions about souls, reincarnation, even given today, ask. So let me continue to give you some things that you need to know. What is happening right now with you, dear ones, is a permanent carryover from now on. Now, you're not used to this system. Most of the systems you have is that the actionable items on the planet you carry in your Akash, you pass over, you come back new, and they're there to then either teach you things that you need to know, or perhaps karmically things you need to solve. That was the old system. This one is new. Something I'm giving you now is whatever happens now with you, as you start to awaken to greater things and solve some issues for yourself, that's what carries over to the next lifetime. What you do today in this room, you wake up with the next time around. That is now a more permanent aspect of the evolution of the human spirit and soul, human soul, than anything we've ever given you before. It's permanent. It really does change the idea of working on yourself. So many of you said, well, I'm working on myself for a higher vibration, or I'm trying to be more kind and all these. Indeed, you are. And that all sticks with you. It goes right into that part of your DNA that evolves with you the next time. So you're setting up a new system as you sit here that carries over into the next expression of your life, so that when you awaken, these things will be intuitive. And you will look at it and go from there. As opposed to the way it is now, where you almost start over every time, making some of the same mistakes in order to learn again some of the hard calls. Not the next time. You carry with you that which you know and work on now. These receptors, these antennas, have only just begun to raise. The other part of what they're going to give you, dear ones, this is the third part of this channel, is discernment. Discernment of spiritual truth, discernment of human truth, and discernment of that which is real or not real in your life, in your culture, on your planet. There are many out there that want to trick you into things that are not so. So you will fear those things, and they're very persuasive. What you're going to awaken with, and that this 24th chromosome is going to give you, that you don't know about, is sharp discernment of those very things. To be able to hear something and know it's not so. Because you feel that what's in the field is truth and what you know to be. And what is being told to you by somebody isn't that. And it won't take you long to go, that's not so, and move on. Or there'll be some spiritual information given to you. Perhaps even a channeler. Watch for channelers that have an agenda. You will see it immediately. They want this from you or that from you. Or they'll say they're the only ones, so listen to them only. All of these things will simply fall away because you discern the truth. Imagine navigating through life knowing the truth and what isn't the truth, wherever you go, whoever you meet, whatever happens. When you can tune into something and go, that's not right. And you know it isn't right. Instead of saying, is that right? Should I worry about that? This is part of the new human that is coming. It's a pure human, as it's been called. This is the part of you that cannot be duplicated. It cannot be cloned by any intelligence. It cannot be machined. This is the spiritual core of you. That's going to increase being spiritual. Nothing can get in the way of that. Nothing can copy it. Very little could mimic it, because you'll know the difference. This is what's coming. It is not here yet, but some of you are already feeling part of it. You're looking around and having ahas. Oh, now I get it. Now I see. And if that's you, and if that's you in this room, you are starting to receive this lifting veil information. I have a visualization for you. I want you to imagine this veil is lifting. And as this veil lifts, there are literally dozens and dozens of angelic beings who want to meet you and are flying across this veil right into the room where you are, or perhaps standing next to your bodies and saying, oh, We've been trying for years to get a hold of you. Years. And here comes the thinning veil. We've been standing behind that veil. We are part of you. We've always been part of you. Part of your soul. But in three dimensions, we couldn't get in. And now we can. We're here to love you, to help you, to hold your hand, be with you, to help you through all that is coming. This is what you deserve. This is what you came to expect. I'll tell you something you didn't know. I was with you before you got here, because I know souls. That's why I love you so much. I know the love part of you. As you stepped into that which we call the wind of birth, I saw you move into that. I saw you come to a planet that was iffy. Might have gone either way. You might have destroyed yourselves, you might not have. It was going to have the shift, or it might not have. And it's almost like you looked at me and said, I'm going in anyway. Because I've got love to accomplish on Earth. All of you are old souls. All of you here have been here before. Some of you a lot older. Some of you are Lemurian. And that has given you the wisdom, you might say, of the Earth experience to sit here now and understand much of what I'm telling you. You're ready for it. You came for it. And now you're here. When my partner stepped into this planet, it was iffy as well for him. He might have taken the mantle of Kryon, he might not have. And if he didn't, there are others who would. And I told him that. But it was he who took it. And it's the one that I've been working with for 36 years to sit here now and tell you light is coming to you. That's why I love you as I do. There's a mist that is coming. And when it does, it's going to be different. When you come back, this green mist will again come to you in the way that it does. But this time, I want you to be ready for it. Yesterday, perhaps you were learning about it. Today, you know all about it. And so it is.